Hey everyone, happy 2024. We just want to drop in the feed and give you a little bit of update. It's been a while. I've been trying to catch up on all the Oscar nominees. Psyched about the awards this year. I think some of the best, a year for movies in a long time. So I'm just trying to make sure I'm prepared for the Oscar ceremony in March. And that's what I've been up to in January. What about you, Karan? What have you been up to?
Well, surely that, and I agree with that. But also, I actually moved to LA. I don't know if you knew about this.
You moved to LA? That's
Yes.
where I live. Amazing. Oh my gosh. That's so exciting.
That's super exciting, which also means that I have to see you in person and record this thing in person. Ugh, how's that gonna be?
I don't know. Yeah, well, listeners will find out how the show might change after that. And actually, speaking of shows changing, we are changing our format a little bit. Karan, why don't you tease our listeners about how the show's going to evolve this year?
Yeah, super excited about that. So as you all know, we've been doing these very filmmaker-focused episodes on directors and actors and such, and we've gotten some really good feedback on those. And frankly, as cinephiles, we love thinking about movies from the lens of the filmmakers that we love. So we thought that from moving on, we're just going to focus on that. So basically, in every episode, we'll pick a filmmaker, so an actor, director, musician, whoever, that's tied to a movie that's coming out or a movie or a legend that we really care about, and obviously talk about the new movie that they are in or involved with, but also go through their career filmography. And this is very exciting, share our top threes for that particular filmmaker. But tell us, Alex, as to what these top threes would be.
Yeah, so these aren't just our three favorite films. We have three different categories. So the first one is going to be the first love. Like, what was our first impression of this filmmaker? Made us pay attention or fall in love with who this filmmaker was. The second one's going to be our own personal choice of what was the masterpiece of that filmmaker. So what our personal thoughts are on what we think their best film is. And the third one's going to be a bit of a wild card. Maybe the movie that is a hidden gem that other people don't like, but you still think is important to you, or a big swing that this filmmaker might have taken that you think they fell on their face. I just find it very interesting from artistic failure perspective. So it's a little personal twist on a top three that we're really excited about.
And that's the thing, right? Like, we get to, with this new format, still keep it personal, but also look at the arc of their careers in an interesting way. So hopefully you'll enjoy that as well. So tell us, Alex, in terms of next episodes, when is it dropping? Who are we talking about? What's going on?
Yeah, so our next episode, which is the first one of this new season, will be dropping on Wednesday, March 6th. And we've timed this to the first big movie release of the year, which is Denis Villeneuve's Dune Part 2. So we'll be discussing that film, but also Denis Villeneuve's career as a filmmaker, and then picking again those top three for each of us across his filmography, which I think will be very interesting. I'm not the biggest fan of his work, and I know, Karan, you are. So I think it'll be a very interesting discussion that
Don't
we'll
say
have.
that.
We've
Don't give
already.
away too
We've
much.
already discussed that on
I
I think the
know.
Dune and the Arrival
The
episode.
worm
So
is coming after you.
I know, yeah. So it should be a lot of fun. We're gonna still have our bi-weekly cadence, so you'll see new episodes dropping into your feed every other Wednesday, starting on March 6th. So I'm really excited about the new format and excited to continue our journey of self-discovery through films, Karan. And this will be a great year.
Will be. Love it. See you all soon.
See you soon.